do not love you. We thank you for you have found us even before you find us, before we find you. We thank you, Lord, because you have been our Alpha and our Omega, the keeper of our soul, the very one that has protected our spirit, the one who has guided us not into temptation, but into the life dominion. So, Lord, we thank you this morning. We reference your name. We glorify your name. We thank you for what you have done for the salvation of our soul. We thank you, Lord Jesus, even for our future, for it is secured in you. Father, the entrance of your word giveth life. We ask that the entrance of your word will shine forth life at this hour, and all glory be ascribed unto them. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is worthy to be praised. God is mighty. There is none like him. His word is coming to us again today about building. Building. God is building. The word building can be metamorphosed into different versions or different levels of building. For example, we can say build. To be builded. Build. The Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 16 verse 18. That and on this rock I will build my church. And the gate of hell will not prevail. There is another side to building. We can use it and call it a plural build. Which means builds. Builds. The Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 10. He said, each one take care how he builds upon it. Each one take care how you build upon it. Another version, revelation of building is to build when it is being built. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians chapter 2 verse 22 that in him you also being built together. In Christ Jesus, we are being built together. In other words, it does not matter where we are coming from. It does not matter our background. Our country is not important to God. Our identity is what is important to him. And he said, in him, all identity are connected, which is the mirror of God himself. The mirror, the image of the king, who is the king above all kings. The mirror of God's glory, beholding from one day of glory to another. And another side to you is as a builder. A builder. The Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 10 also, that like skilled master builder, I laid like a skilled master builder. I laid. So what it is about building today? What is of God for us this hour? What is the mind of heaven? What it is that the womb of heaven is about to release to you and me? Building the structure life. For example, building comes with a structure with a roof and wall, such as houses, such as a store, we can say even as a school or factory. But simply, building is the process of completing something. The process of starting from initial, continuing in that momentum, and then resting at a particular location. That is what building is all about. Also, we must know in advance that building comes in variety of sizes, in shape and in different function. So therefore, our building cannot be the same. Our builder can be the same. The one that we are built upon can be the same. The one that build us can be the same. The one that is a builder can be the same. Our builds, types of our different building can be coming from the same source. So today, the hand of God is the hand that builds. And that hand is going to build all that concerns you and your family in Jesus. Glory be to God. In the book of Hebrews chapter 3 verse 4, the Bible says that for every house is builded by some. Every house is builded by some. So the Bible means by men. He said, but he that builds all things is God. The only one that built all things. In other words, when men build, they will build in their capacity. They will build with their different understanding. They will build with their different style of building. But there is only one person who builds all things, and that person is God. Hebrews chapter 3 verse 4. Therefore, there is a need to build our lives. There is a need to build our homes. There is a need to build our marriage. There is a need to build a healthy relationship with one another, with friends, with extended family. Above all, there is a need to build a strong shield of faith, a faith of God, a faith inside God, a faith with God, a faith on God himself. Level of your relationship must not be the same with another person. The level of our relationship differs because the way of God for our life is not the same. The call of God for our life is not the same, even though it brings the same result. The result of building together, the result of coming together, like the book of Ephesians 2 verse 6, in him you also are built together. So the level of our relationship, it varies in different capacity. For example, your relationship with friends, member of the body of Christ, your associates at the place of work, your boss, your mother, your father, your friend, your lecturer, your teachers cannot be the same. They are all different. The Bible says also that Jesus had 12 disciples. But when he pulled apart from the crowd to pray, he took only Peter with him, James and John. He took only three. And throughout the word of God, repeatedly, Jesus called people separately. He called people separately. Just as he called Peter, James, and John, he also called Lazarus, Martha, and Mary. God did this through Jesus repeatedly. Jesus called them in a secretiveness. He called them into a klego. He called them into what is deeper than them. He called them into a dimension. So our life as a building is of a different dimension. Just as we have a dimension of relationship that Jesus had with these different people, the dimension of the relationship with Peter, James, and John showed more of intimacy, a clarity of a mentor and mentee, a clarity of a master and disciples. The three were led up a high mountain by Jesus. That's what the Bible says. And the Bible says that Jesus transfigured before them. He transfigured before them. The book of Matthew chapter 17 from 1 to downward, the Bible says Jesus transfigured before them. You know, in the place of building, you must learn to know that a time will come, you will be separated from the crowd to a secluded place where you need to be transformed. People do not transform often in the place of crowd. People are to be in a secluded and solitude place in order to experience transformation, in order to experience transgenerational blessing, like Jesus. Even the people who gather more than one or two above them, in the book of Acts, the Bible says they were in one accord. They have one goal. That means they are one. The equation is one. The place of meeting with God is always the place of oneness. It's the place of secret. The Bible makes us to know that as they gather together, as they come together to pray, the power of God descended on them. The tongue of fire comes upon them, and they begin to speak on unknown tongues. They begin to declare the power of God with audacity. They begin to build their life. They begin to build from the realm of spirit. It is good to build from the spirit, so that when you are building in the physical, there would be a sign that you are the child of your Father, that you are the Son of God. Because the Bible, this sign also will follow them that believe in me. So when we believe in Christ and walk according to his purpose, we are going to reflect his glory. The Bible said that more so Jesus had this kind of repeated situation in the aspect of Lazarus, Mary, and Martha. It was also a good quality relationship. It was different from a relationship of intimacy. In fact, the Bible says when Lazarus was declared to have been healed, Jesus was sent for by Mary and Martha. They said, "Jesus, come, come, your friend is dying. The one whom you love is dying. The one whom you don't take granted is dying. Just as God do not take any one of us for granted today." The Bible says, but Jesus didn't get there in the frame of time. He was expected by people. He was expected especially by Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. But the Bible says Jesus delayed, even though the mystery behind it was this: Jesus is in the temple. Jesus is in the building. Even though he is yet to come in the person, he was all along in the building. He knew that Lazarus was sick, and he understood the time and season that pray and God will answer from him. He knew that his time is yet to come. Just like that wedding at Cana, he knew that his time is yet to be seen by men. He delayed. The Bible said he delayed. And everyone were disappointed. They lost hope. But Jesus was in the building. Jesus knew what was going on. Jesus understood the time and the season. They were seeking his physical presence, but he was already in this situation. Just as you are listening to the voice of God this hour, the Shalikali Bizu Sakadiashta, the power of the Holy Ghost. Maybe there are situations in your life and you cannot find Jesus there. May I declare that the eyes of your spirit will be opened to know that that solution is already sought. Because the Jesus you are looking for all along is in the building, is in that situation. He had never left for one. It is all about his timing and season. The Bible says, and they know that he had not come physically. They wanted to see his person, and they felt that it's too late. They felt that it would be too impossible for him to raise Lazarus. It comes to a certain days, 4 days. The hope was lost because Lazarus cannot wake up. It is impossible for Lazarus to wake up. Maybe there is a situation that seems, well, this one cannot have life to wait. Maybe there is a situation that seems like, this one I cannot succeed in it again. May the hand of God be lowered upon you, just as it was lowered upon the life of Lazarus. And he said, Lazarus, come forth. The Bible says, at his command, Lazarus came forth. He came into life. Everything that is dead in our life, in your life, as you hear the voice of God, I declare and decree, they are coming alive right now in the name of Jesus. I say they are coming alive right now in the name of Jesus. Praise God. You know, we live now in the world that we want everything in a hurry at all times. Maybe in few occasions it could be okay. But we are in this world now, whereby we want everything at all times to be fast. We want it in a hurry. We don't want it to delay. We don't even want to understand why it should be delayed. We don't want to consider why it should be delayed. But if we want to ensure that we can weather the life storms in the journey of our life, no matter how strong the process may take you, then you must make a bedrock your dwelling place. You must make God in that journey of your building your dwelling place of the truth. You must make Him the place of your rest. The Bible says, come unto me, all ye that labor, I will give you rest. His intention is to ensure that we are rested. His intention is to ensure our life is not a microwave life. There was a day I was microwaving, and my son was asking me, Daddy, how long will it take for it to finish? And I begin to wonder, what about in those days when we cook? I've supported my mother with a firewood. She was a food vendor in those days. I supported her with a firewood. I then begin to imagine, this son don't understand what the technology has done. Microwave is faster compared to wood. Especially in those days where, you know, you probably had to ensure that wood is not even being soaked with water, because that will give you more difficulty to bring forth fire. But he doesn't understand, because we're in the world whereby everything is expected to be fast. Everything is expected to come in a hurry. There is nothing bad in having something as fast as possible. But the truth is this, in all things, we must understand that our faith will be tested. In all things, the process of our life, we are going to have to learn from it. In all things, all that we are going through is to build our life, to build your faith, and to ensure that you have a good ending. Hallelujah. There is a mystery behind building. Mystery for building. There is mystery when we allow God to take hold of our life and build us from scratch. The mystery behind building cannot be fathomed by your physical understanding. It takes the power of God to show you the mystery of building. And today the Lord will be revealing partly to us, as this portion of the building is series one. Today is an introduction to this building, series one. You know, every building must come with opposition. They must come with enemies like Sambalat and Tobiah. The Bible talks about it in the book of Nehemiah. If you can turn to me in the book of Nehemiah chapter 4, from verse 1 to verse our 23. But because of our time, I want to first of all go to chapter 1 and read from verse 4 for us before we go to chapter 4. The Bible says, as soon as I heard this word, I sat down and wept and mourned for days, and I continued fasting and praying before God of heaven. So this was a place of mystery. A mystery that we are going to come into as we talk about how to build and how not to build. But that is not the point of contact there. Let's get to the chapter 4 and see what the Bible says from verse 1. Because of our time, I will take only 2 verses, and we will read the rest at our study time. The Bible says, now when Sanballat heard that we were building the wall, he was angry and greatly enraged, and he jeered at the Jews. Now remember this, the Bible says in that chapter 1, that he started with prayer and fasting. He understands that this journey of building or rebuilding, it's not going to be easy. It has to start from the spirit to the physical. The reason why we have failed in many aspects of our life is because many things, certain things, we have not allowed God to start with us. We have not allowed God to lead us. There are relationships we have been to, and we believe that it must end in a certain way. When God is not there at all, when we have not even sought His face to know what He wants for that relationship, there are businesses we find ourselves in, and we begin to sweat out as if it's frustrating. It is because God has not really told you what, or you have not heard Him as to what He had for your life, the plan He had for your life. But in the case of Nehemiah, he started with prayers. He started with questions. He started with fasting. He sought the face of the Lord. And the Bible says, the enemy were enraged. And verse 2, he said in the presence of his brother and the army of Samaria, what are these feeble Jews doing? Will they restore if it's for themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they finish up in a day? Will they revive the stone out of the heaps of rubbish and burn one at that? You know, I decree by the unction of the Holy Ghost, by the time the Lord begins to start with you this month, it does not matter the lockdown, it does not matter the situation of things. God will start first of all from the Spirit. But as it starts with you today, may I decree by the name that is above every other name, that you are going to see your enemy begin to shiver. They will begin to say, will he restore it? They will begin to ask, will anything come great out of it? But in the name that is above every other name, you will outshine them in Jesus' precious name. So every building must come. They must come with enemies. They must come with opposition like Sanballat and Tobiah. They must come with things that will challenge your faith. They must come with things that will ask you, do you know what you are doing? They must come with things that will bring the best out of you. This was exactly the situation of Nehemiah. You know, either you are to build or you are to rebuild, you want to make a room. That is the essence of building. You want to make a room yourself. You want to make a room for your family. You want to make a room for your nation. Do not forget that leaders serve. Leaders must have a mentality of servant leader. It's not about being in the office. It's not all about issuing commands, but it's all about trusting God that He has called you to be a blessing to all. So you want to make a room. The reason why you are accepting to be building, that is the reason why you allow God to start to build your life. And when you make a room, you simply create a path for greatness, a path for transgenerational blessings, a path that many generations to come will walk through a path to great destiny in life. Nehemiah saw the problem that was in Jerusalem. He understand that this problem has persisted for so long. He understand that if nothing is done about it, this problem may remain the same. He was burdened in his heart. You know, until it become an issue of heart, you might not effectively see the hand of God in your life. You may not see the miracle of God upon your life. It must become the issue of heart. The Bible says when something becomes the issue of heart, then it becomes spiritual. When it becomes the issue of heart, it translates to spirit. The reason why you have not really encountered God is because you probably have not put your heart to Him. If you put your heart out to God, it is easy to translate that heart to spirit. Because the place of the heart becomes spiritual. How do I know? The Bible says about Daniel that he proposed in his heart. So he started with his heart. His success as a governor in a strange land, as a favor of God in a strange land, started with the issue of his heart. He proposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat. He said, I would not allow the portion on the table of the kings to destroy my temple. Because this building must be for the Lord. This building is of the Lord. This building is raised for the power of the Holy Ghost. This building is raised for generations to live from it. This building is raised for families of the earth to be blessed of it. That was the mentality of Daniel. So he said, I will not eat from the king's table. I will not eat the meat of the king, nor with the wine which he drank. He knew that he must build without distraction. He knew that it must become an issue of heart in order to crush distraction. You know, distraction is the number one enemy that takes us away from clarity of what God is about to do. Therefore, he made a request. Daniel chapter 1, at your study time, you can read that. Daniel chapter 1, especially from 8 to 16, you see clearly, he made up his mind and he became blessed. You know, building is spiritual. Building is spiritual. It's not all about the physical structure. It's not all about the wall and the roof. It's not all about that school, that house, that mansion, that store, that company, big, huge, that countryside looking beautiful, the seaside with high park buildings. It's not just all about that. It is about your spirit. Building is about a spirit. Because you are built by God. Because you have buildings in you. Because you are the builder around you. So it's not about you. It's about your spirit. Hallelujah. It's about our spirit. So building is spiritual. Because the Lord must build it. You cannot build it yourself. The Lord must take hold of your life and forge you, mold you into his master plan. Direct your life into his very, very master plan. Make you to become his masterpiece. Make you to become that voice that cry in the wilderness and bring solutions to the problem of men. The Bible says in the book of Psalms 127 verse 1 that unless God builds the house, its builders labor in vain. If the Lord do not build, it will be in vain. If you do not feel that vain because you have some money, cash, you have some influence, you have some of these things that comes with the benefit of life, I can assure you that a time will come, that house will be tested. That building will be tested. Spiritual building or physical building, whatever that you acquire will be tested. The Lord must build the house. Except the Lord build the house, the ones that build it's you that labor in vain. Psalms 127 verse 1. The leaders labor in vain. They labor in vain over their mantles if the Lord is not building with them. The leader labor in vain in prayers if the Lord is not building with them. The leaders labor in vain in growth if the Lord is not building with them. The leader labor in vain in authority if the Lord is not building with them. The Lord must build with us. And then when we talk about building, definitely it involves materials. It involves the type of structure that building we have. It will involve certain types of materials. It can be materials of wood, of plastic, of rock. It depends on what materials you want to build. Because every building must be built with something and must be built upon something. And whatever we built with and built upon will determine your level of foundational depth. It will determine your level of greatness. It will determine your level of authority. Upon what will you build today, brothers and sisters? Father, mother, uncles, aunties, upon what are you going to build? Let's decree as you listen to the voice of heaven that, Father, from right now, I have been building a structure that will lead to my destruction. Father, uproot it from the foundation and build me afresh. Build me from afresh, Lord. Build my foundation. Build me upon the solid rock. Let my feet not be shaken. Let your hand uphold me. Send forth the outstretch of your glory. Let it come upon me and I become unshaken. Let my feet be planted on your solid rock. Pray that prayer. Lord, help my feet to be planted on your solid rock. In the name of Jesus. We are still talking about mystery for building. Mystery for building is important. You know, the mystery of building is what I call only two-dimensional faces. Why is it two-dimensional faces? It can only be good or bad. It can only be deep or shallow. It can only bring forth life or death. It can only be on the rock or on the sand. The book of Matthew chapter 7. I want us to read Matthew chapter 7 from verse 24. Matthew chapter 7 from verse 24. Let's see what it says. Matthew 7 from verse 24. It is very, very important to be upon the rock of ages. Barushe katali beli, leru zuzeli blahusha. The Bible says, everyone, verse 24, then who hears this word of mine and does them will be like a wise man who builds his house on the rock. Will be like that person who builds his house on the rock, who does not build on the sand. That's what the Bible means. And verse 25 says that, and the rain fell, and the flood came, and the wind blew, and beat on that house, but it did not fall. It did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears this word of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand, and the rain fell, and the flood came, and the wind blew, and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. I told us, whatever the Lord did not build, it's like its builder labor in vain. Whatever we gather that the Lord has not gathered for us, it's like exercise in futility. It is important for us to deal with God. It is important for us to allow God to build up. So where are you building today? Are you building on perishable things? Are you allowing God to build you from the inside out? And you align that building upon your life to bring forth the very purpose of God upon you. The Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians 15 verse 53. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 53. It says, for these perishable parts of us, we are the perishable, must put on the imperishable. In other words, we must put on the nature of God. If we do not put on the imperishable, we cannot build successfully. We cannot become the idea of God's plan for us. And the Bible says continuously that, and this mortar, that is the part of us, this part of us that is capable of dying, must put on the immortality, which is the freedom from death. There is no spirit that can die. Spirit does not die, it returns to God. The only thing that dies is the body. So that's what the Bible is saying. If we build upon the things we can see, we will die. If we build upon the things we can see, we can't see success. We build in the spirit. It is in the spirit we have the solution for life. It is in the spirit solution for all things. We must build in the spirit to be free. We must build in the spirit to become the master's plan of God. We must build in the spirit to live an indelible mark for this generation. We are not just in our physical body anymore. We have the spiritual body to it. We have that part of us that is spirit. And because today's introduction to the building, the series 2, we are trusting God to bring to us life, the rhema, as to how we can actually build and become the original of who God has created us to be. How we can actually build and reveal the true identity of God for our life. So we are not just in the physical body alone. We have the spiritual body. That that house, our spirit and soul is covered upon or is builded upon. You know, that spirit, that soul is hidden in the realm of the physical, is the body that houses it, and it lives in the invisible. You cannot see it by your eyes. The reason why we are not trying to focus on taking care of our physical body, but also our spirit. The Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15 also, from verse 41, but to be specific, verse 44, it says that it is so a natural body, that is our mortal body, sweeter to the heart. It only understands the things of the physical to the heart. It raised a spiritual body. Immortal is the spiritual body. This one is sweeter to heaven. It's not sweeter to this world, but to heaven. He said, as surely as there is a physical body, there is also a spiritual body. So I'm not the one who said it. It is God who said it. We must start to train our spiritual body, to reposition ourselves, to get ourselves positioned into the idea of God's victory, to get ourselves positioned into that portion of God's greatness, where the power of enemy cannot get onto, where the power of witchcraft cannot get onto. Some few years ago, somebody came to visit in our house, and in the middle of the night, the Holy Spirit woke me up to pray. And I began to pray in tongues. And the Lord interpreted it to me that there's a witchcraft spirit in the house. And I began to pray. I began to pray in tongues continuously. Again, the Lord brought his interpretation that the fellow will confess. And then in the morning, when we all woke up to do morning devotion, the sister could not look at her face, but I still do not understand if she was the one. Because the kind of life we should live is not to suspect people. It's for you to suspend yourself in the power of the Holy Ghost. You just suspend yourself in the power of the Holy Ghost. Don't suspect Don't suspect what people might be doing to you. Allow God to do that for you. Allow God to fight that battle for you. Because if you suspect, you may make mistakes. You have to just trust in God to build it. You have to trust in the Spirit of God and rely. Relax there. Take a rest there. And God will fight all of your battles. This was the case. I didn't even still know in that morning. I only felt that, why is this person not able to look at us? But few hours later, the pastor in the other state after the sister returned just called me and said the sister is almost running mental. She began to confess that she caught with the fire of the Holy Ghost, that she was caught up with the fire of the Holy Ghost in that house, that the power of God exposed her. She began to confess how she destroyed her father's ministry. She began to confess different things. You know, when you allow God to build for you, He will build you around the edge of it. The Bible says that fire goeth before God and consume His enemies side by side. God Himself is fire. So how much when He builds for you? When God builds for you, you can be sure that fire is going to surround you. I declare and decree in the name that is above every other, that as you begin to build from today, in order to be the next phase that we are entering into, may the fire of God surround you all around in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So how do we build and how not to build? How to build and how not to build? How to count our cost? How do we build in the way God wants us to be? How do we allow God to build through us? Probably that would be meant much better to say. How do we allow God to build us by His own self, by His direction through the Word of God? We must submit, just like Nehemiah did. The Bible says in that Nehemiah chapter 1, it says that Nehemiah submitted himself. He said, as soon as I heard this word, I sat down and I wept and I mourned for this, and I continue in fasting. I'm praying before God of heaven. Verse 5. And I said, O Lord, God of heaven, the great and awesome God who keep covenant and steadfast love with those who love Him and keep His commandment. 6. Let your ear be attentive and your eyes open to hear the prayer of your servant that I now pray before you day and night for the people of Israel, your servant. He was praying day and night. He was praying, asking God for direction for the people of Jerusalem. He was praying, interceding for his family. He was interceding for himself. So you must understand how to build. Start from submission. You must submit yourself in prayer. You must submit yourself in fasting. The Bible then says that confessing the sin of the people of Israel, which we have sinned against you, even I and my father's house have sinned. You see, it's not about your sin. It's not a murderer. God is not a hater. He loves you even in your sin. So it's about your submission. If you can submit to Him and say, Lord, love me. I cannot do without you. I know that something is pulling me. The things of this world is dragging me. But I want to choose you. If you determine by this and you are submissive to God, you begin to build. You begin to build. And if you look at chapter 2 from verse 10, the Bible says, that's the book of Nehemiah, said, but when Sambalat and the Aronite and Tobiah the Ammonite servant heard this, it displeased them greatly that someone who came to seek the welfare of the people of Israel. So at 11, so I went to Jerusalem and was there 3 days. 12, then I arose in the night, and I, a few men with me, and I told no one what God had put in my heart to do for Jerusalem. There was no animal with me but the one on which I rode. The journey was not easy. there was no monumental things. At the time, there was no easy access to things. But the Bible says here that he was devoted day and night. He was devoted to prayer. He was devoted to prophetic work. He was devoted to asking God for direction. He was devoted allowing that submission to bring the best out of him. He was devoted also to keep the matter. There are reasons at times that devil attack. Maybe certain things we are not yet supposed to allow the public domain to receive. But by one reason or the other, they receive it and they begin to use it to fight against you. Do you know what? I have a good news for you. Even if you have done what you ought not to do, there is still ways that God uses it to bring glory. May I declare and declare, in the name that is above every other name, every mistake that you have made that opened your life to attack, may the Lord cause that attack to be your victory. In the name of Jesus. So that enemies, demons, darkness begin to today and begin to bow and confess. In the name of Jesus. You see, there is no result without preparation. So how to build, number one, is preparation. There cannot be a result without preparation. What the Lord led us last September, which I came to Cyprus for revival, the Lord had prepared us. A lot of preparation through the men of God over there praying for the program. By the time we started the program, towards the end of the program, the Lord opened my eyes that the fire of God is coming on the pulpit, on ground, to bless the life of people and to lift up whatever that is not of his own. And I begin to issue this one. And it looks like, what is this man saying? But it wasn't long I was told that there was someone who could not withstand the fire. She could not even stand on the feet. She could not even allow that voice of God to come out. She had to block her head. You know, when the hand of God prepares you, you can be sure that that hand of God will deliver a result. Because every spiritual building needs preparation. You must learn to prepare to do it. You must learn to understand what it takes to prepare. It takes determination, asking questions, exercising your faith. John, the Bible says he was the forerunner to Christ, was to prepare, to be prepared. He prepared the way of Christ. He was a man of tremendous faith. He was a man that cried in the wilderness, prepared the way of the Lord. He was the man that was prophesied by Isaiah in the book of Isaiah chapter 40 verse 3 that said, a voice of one is calling me out. Clear the way for the Lord in the wilderness. That is, remove the obstacles. Take away the obstacles. Your preparation take away obstacles. Your real preparation in God makes your enemy to shiver. It makes them to be afraid of you because you are clearing obstacles. When you prepare, you count your cost. When you count your cost, you limit your spending on irrelevantly. You allow the wisdom of God to come. So therefore, obstacles cannot stand. The Bible says, make straight and smooth in the desert a way for our God, a way for the Son of God. And if you read verse 4 to 5, you see clearly there, let's quickly take it from verse 4 to 5, it says, every valley shall be lifted, and every mountain and hill will be made low. The whole ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. 5, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. We are going to declare and decree that, Lord, every stumbling block, every mountain in my life and my family, every mountainous problems, every barrage that the enemy has crossed in my destiny, that the enemy has used to block my vision, Lord, at this hour of prayer, let your fire come down. and liberate and slick up all these obstacles and open me up to destiny. Pray in the name of Jesus. Be open up to your destiny by the power of the Holy Ghost. Be open up to destiny. De rush to ketebi, maruko digi, lebo shalatadi. Be open up to your destiny. Declare in that prayer that Lord, open me up to my destiny. Open me up to my destiny. Take away barrier. Take away every curse of man. Take away every man. The Bible says, the word cannot stand. Who is it that speak when the Lord has not spoken? The Bible says that he spoke once I heard, twice I heard that all power belongs to him. He spoke just once. The voice of the Lord is heard upon many waters. His voice tear off the cedar of Lebanon. Declare again by that voice that Lord, let your voice come from the wilderness. Berush tikete liba husha. Let thou tear off every obstacle in my life as we resume, as we go into the new world. Let me go in power and authority. Let me not fizzle out. Let my feebleness be lifted up. Release your unction and fire upon me. The roots to the caliber husha. Pray that prayer. Pray in truth and in spirit. Pray in faith that Lord take away us. Who are you, Zerubbabel, before the God Almighty? Be lifted up, O ye gates. Let the King of Kings come. The King of Kings is the Lord Moses. He is coming in right now. As you are decreeing, he's coming in. It's not a joke. Decree. Open your mouth wherever you are. Berusha katadiba lusha. The Bible says that he has authority over the earth, over everything that is on this earth, over the darkness on the heart and over the heart. He has the authority. So therefore, as you speak out, your voice creates spirit and it begins to walk around. It begins to seize the works of the enemy. The Bible says that speaking those things that were not, as if they were, that means that the word of your mouth can create. He says, command ye me these things, and I will bring to pass. Declare and say, Lord, open my way. Once and for all, open my way in truth and in spirit. No more joy, no more delay, no more disappointment. This shall you say, Kete. Open my door, open my way. Where Rekabo Saha, every witchcraft power, Father, reply them with fire. In the name of Jesus, open my doors. Open my way to greatness. Open my way to greatness. Let my building have life. Let my building get ready. Let my building be loaded. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. So preparation is like revealing process that gets you ready for a great success. When you prepare, you are setting yourself up for greatness. But if you lack preparation, failure is inevitable. Preparation is the key to a good outcome that a man can have. Without preparation, there cannot be a result. Preparation makes you to write an exam and pass it, for example. And when you pass that exam, in that exam hall, it will look like a replay because you are just seeing everything you have read. The same thing is when you are looking for to get to your destination. Preparation is the only key. Number one major key that will get you into the plans of God. Nehemiah was prepared to take on the task. Chapter 2 make us to see this. He was ready. It wasn't a joke for him. He knew that there would be enemies. He knew that every building that would bring forth God's glory must come with opposition. So he was prepared. And the Bible says in the book of 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 5, it says that says, you yourself like a living stone are being built up as a spiritual house. As being built up as a spiritual house. To be a holy priesthood. To offer spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. So God wants you to offer a sacrifice of preparation. There is what they call a sacrifice of preparation. A sacrifice of preparation takes you to the place of clarity. Because in that sacrifice, you will make mistakes And from that mistake, you will be trained. And when you become trained, you'll be master of that portion. And when you become the master of that portion, you will bring forth best. You will be a priesthood over the situation. May I declare and decree that every situation that has mixed us up in the past, that has mixed you and your family up, may you begin to become a priesthood over it. Where you decree and things happen. Name of Jesus. Become a priesthood over it. So the Bible says, spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ. Also the book of Philippians chapter 1 verse 6 says, and I'm sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. In other words, when God is working in the life of man, he does not have a stop. Your building is still eternity. Your building is still when Jesus shall be revealed. Hallelujah. Number two, get in the work. Get in the work. After preparation, you have to get into the work. You know, human nature, human race must not wait as they wait today. You must not wait until you have everything you need to get started. You must learn to get into the job. If you have done the preparation, then you are qualified to get into the job. Do not wait until you hear a loud voice. Do not wait until you hear God show you in the dream. He might have spoken it to you through his word. He might have spoken it to you through families. He might have spoken it to you through your pastor. He might have spoken it to you through the word of his prophet. So get into it. Get into it. What you need is all given by preparation. So when you have a preparation as a platform, then you are ready to turn yourself on, just like a floodlight of faith. You are ready to turn yourself on in operation to make success. You are ready to turn yourself to see all that the Lord wants you to see in order to achieve what He has for you. So allow learning. Allow yourself to relearn. Allow the breaking and the molding of God in your life. Engage in the experiment and bring forth reality. Allow the mentoring and heart upon auto. These are the ways that you can get into something. Allow patience. Allow everything that God wants to test you to come. Be patient. Jesus was tested 3 times. The Bible says in the book of Matthew that he was tested by Satan. He was tested by hunger. Devil was lying to him that he was going to give him satisfaction. Just like there was today. We don't want to build from scratch. Because there are some promises that we can have. Jesus was also tempted. He was hungered. The Bible says he was hungered and satisfaction was what enemy tested him with. In other words, devil understands what can quench your thirstiness temporarily, not permanently. He's a deceiver. He will bring that thing as if he. And the second test that Jesus went through was a spectacular truth. Before, he showed him to test his faith. But the Bible says, Jesus said, it is also written, he had been prepared. If he was not prepared, he cannot know that it's also written. Because the devil, demons themselves know the Bible. It's not about quoting the Bible alone. It's not about knowing every verses and chapter of the Bible. It's about those ones you know, how impactful it is in your life. How can you use it to break into your destiny? How can you use it to get into the blessings of God for your life? And the third test he went through, devil showed him the kingdom of the hour. He enticed him with bread. And the same thing will be enticed with. The same will distract us. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the body, and the pride of life. Jesus was tested with these things. Matthew 4, from verse 1 to 11. In your study time, just ensured all of the shepherds. He was tested. Maybe you are here and you've heard this word of God from his womb in glory. Are you ready to know that you must be tested? Are you prepared at all? Maybe you are listening to God. And you know that you have not given your life to Christ yet. You know that indeed, if Jesus comes, you are not sure. I just to trust God wherever you are and say, Father, I want to walk with you and I will love you. Draw me closer. Wash my sins away by your precious blood. Your blood that says what is precious than the blood of Abel. Wash my sins away and give me new life in me. If you have that prayer, you are already enrolled into the body of Christ. Congratulations. I want us to say two prayers before we close. And be ready if Jesus starts, he will break that barrier in the second seat. This one that he has broken today, he will break it continuously until your life becomes the exact picture of God's blessing in the precious name of Jesus. I want you to pray that, Lord, I might have been seen as a rejected stone. But Lord, make me a sheep cornerstone. Father, in any areas of my life, academically, spiritually, physically, in all ramifications of life, make me a sheep cornerstone. Wherever I've been rejected, give me favor. Open your mouth and begin to declare. Wherever I've been rejected, wherever your family have been rejected, receive God favor. Receive God favor. Wherever you have been looked down upon as this little feeble ones, like they said to Nehemiah, tell it in the place of prayer by authority now. That Father makes me to become a wow, a surprise to my enemy. Shine forth your glory. Decorate my life with your glory. Shame my enemy. Supply me with every necessary gift of the Spirit to win my battle and to sustain in my victory. If you have prayed that prayer, there is God that is answering you right in the name of Jesus. And finally, we are going to pray that, Lord, if you tarries, all the situation of this world, all the situation of this world, bring calmness, bring solution, Lord, in my family, in the world, in my nation. Father, we will suffocate if it comes. Let your mercy come upon the nations of the world. Let your mercy come. Let your mercy come. Lord, we have all sinned and come short of your glory. But your word says, if we return and come to you, you will not cast us away. We have come as a nation, as individual and family. Let the world receive mercy. Let my nation receive mercy. Let my family receive mercy. Begin to pray for mercy. Ask God to deal with you with mercy. Deal with us with your mercy. Deal with us with your mercy. Deal with us with your mercy. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' precious name we pray. There is someone, as you listen to me, the things that you do is all. But the Lord says, I'm a God of minutes, of seconds. The Bible says that 1,000 years is like just a single minute in the eyes of God. The supply is coming. It will not be delayed and you will not be denied in the precious name of Jesus. There is a family you are missing. The Lord asked me to decree that sickness in the body shall vanish today Right now, I declare healing of God upon your life. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayer. Amen. God bless you all, and may the Lord bless all of you.